The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this Thursday, the first day of July. Are you kidding me? It's July 1st already? Where did June go? Ah, my goodness. It's you young whippersnappers. Someday you'll understand what they mean when they say time goes faster when you get older. Well, just yesterday, it was March, I think. Well, maybe that was the day before yesterday, but can't be July. Well, it is July 1st, and wow, I can't believe it. Anyway, welcome. So glad to have you along for the ride this afternoon. Welcome to LTDs everywhere, those who listen, think, and discern from a biblical worldview. I am just absolutely delighted to be your host. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Ohio has a new budget. Governor DeWine signed the state budget last evening. And no, I have not read all of it. It's a very lengthy budget. But the good news is there were many pro-life, pro-family provisions in this budget, including protections for medical professionals from being forced to violate their own personal religious convictions in performing abortions, providing abortion-inducing drugs, performing sexual reassignment surgery, prescribing sex hormones. If a doctor, pharmacist, medical professional has firmly held religious convictions about those things, they cannot be forced to perform those duties. Who could oppose that? Yeah, the liberal left. Yeah, they were screaming, yelling, shouting, the governor's got a line item veto, this, and this. Well, almost all of the things that the liberal left wanted him to line item veto, he did not. Now, conservatives, for the most part across the state of Ohio, are not real happy with our governor. Now, let's face that. No, it's true. most conservatives in the state of Ohio in the last 2 years have really lost a lot of trust and confidence in the governor. But let's give credit where credit is due. He signed this budget and allowed these important provisions to stand, including what I just referred to as the Med Act. Quote, "The Med Act ensures doctors and medical professionals cannot be forced to perform medical procedures that violate their conscience or their religious beliefs." It also, and this is important, it also allows insurance companies to create insurance plans for businesses and organizations in line with their religious beliefs. Remember the case of the Little Sisters of the Poor that were being forced to provide insurance that provided abortions in violation of their religious held convictions? Or, well, the Med Act, signed into law as part of the budget by Governor DeWine, would prevent that kind of thing from happening. So, like I said, credit where credit is due. Thank you, Governor DeWine. Also, in the budget was HB 240. This was an amendment to the budget, and it's called the Protect Ohio Children Act. Or no. Pardon me. The Parents' Right to Know Act, HB 240, Parents' Right to Know Act. Now, if legislation is submitted by the liberal left, it will always have a name. You know, this technically is HB 240, but the name is Parents' Right to Know Act. All right. When the liberal left introduces legislation, they will give it a name. And then you can almost always be sure that the name of the legislation is exactly the opposite of the real purpose of the legislation. That is not true with conservatives. This is called the Parents' Right to Know Act. Well, what does it guarantee? The parents' right to know. About what? Curriculum. It now makes it illegal for any public school in the state of Ohio to hide from parents what the kids are being taught, particularly in the area of sexual education, abstinence education, mental health issues, and so forth. If a parent wants to find out what their child is being taught, they can go to their local school board, and the school board will be forced now by Ohio law to disclose everything their child is being taught. You say, you mean to tell me, Bob, that wasn't on the books before? Nope. And that's why many parents across the state of Ohio would get stonewalled. They would go to their school and say, "Hey, what are you teaching my child? I want to actually see the sex ed curriculum." "Oh, well, we can't provide that for you, you know, privacy." Well, that is no longer the case. It will require transparency in Ohio's schools and the school districts in Ohio. And yesterday, Governor DeWine signed that. It was not line item vetoed as many on the liberal left wanted to. That piece of legislation was sponsored by Reggie Stoltzfus and Representative Sarah Fowler Author. And a lot of the conservative groups in Ohio were behind that, and we can thank all of them. Hey, speaking of Ohio representatives, have you seen the video or heard the audio of how one of our female representatives down at the State House was treated not long ago by a Democrat male? It's incredible. It's sick. It is absolutely breathtaking. It is cruelty. Well, the state representative that was verbally abused on the floor of the Ohio House of Representatives will join me today at 5:30 to tell her side of the story. I have a good friend who's been working at the State House for more than 20 years. He says he has never in 20 years ever seen this kind of behavior not only occur on the floor of the House of Representatives, but tolerated with no discipline whatsoever. Yeah, I've got Representative Jenna Powell at 5:30, and we will play for you the audio that she had to endure. Unbelievable. 5:30 today. Mark it down. Don't miss it. All right, quick break, and we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
How would you like to spend $30,000 a year in tuition and then have your child come home and tell you that you're a racist just because you're white? Well, that is the charge, and I want to make it clear that's the charge that some parents are making concerning what's happening at the very elite Columbus Academy here in Columbus. That would make sense that Columbus Academy would be in Columbus. But anyway, a coalition of parents are coming together to fight what they are calling cancel culture, wokeism, and critical race theory. Now, before I go any further, I just want to make it clear. Wherever CRT, critical race theory, lifts up its ugly head, there is going to be division and strife. It is not going to bring about any kind of unity anywhere. It is going to do nothing but divide, because it tries to accomplish the exact opposite of what the civil rights movement tried to accomplish and in many cases made great strides in, and that was respecting each other and disregarding the color of the skin and looking for a person's character and refusing to judge someone. They're white, so this is my opinion simply because of the color of their skin. They're black, this is my opinion simply because of the color of their skin. CRT, critical race theory, reverses that and makes gross assumptions simply because of the color of your skin. It doesn't look to your character, your attitudes, your past, the way you treat each other. No. If you have a particular color of skin, then you are put into a particular category. Well, these parents are making the accusation that there is a culture of intimidation that has developed for quite some time at Columbus Academy. One of the parents said, quote, "In the past 2 years, the record has been tarnished," talking about Columbus Academy, "the record has been tarnished by intimidation, bullying, and intolerance stemming from anti-racist initiatives the administration and faculty have spearheaded." Quote, "This is the Midwest, the heartland, and cancel culture has arrived. We've just seen a huge change in the way the curriculum is going, and we feel that we are fighting a battle for the hearts and minds of our children." Two parents launched a civil disobedience walkout in January. And why? Well, they claim that the school's director of diversity and the head of the upper school, which consists of grades 9 to 12, told students to participate in an exercise where they walked to the school's field house to show civil disobedience and screamed, "Silence is violence." They told a conservative news source that the students who weren't participating in the walkout, which was held on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, would be called racist if they didn't participate. And then the accusations go on. This is not the first time I've heard this, but it has gained national attention. I'm going to attempt in the near future to get some representatives from Columbus Academy to come on the program so they can respond. I know of other talk show hosts in the Central Ohio area that have been unsuccessful, and I'm certainly not saying that I will be, but I'm going to at least try. This is a very elite school here in Central Ohio, and the accusation is that kids are not only being educated, they are being indoctrinated in this anti-racist critical race theory curriculum. Hey, a couple things just real quick. The liberal left has been screaming about Republican states or Republican-led states and their attempt to pass legislation to tighten up election rules to prevent fraud. Arizona was one of the first states to pass such legislation, the kind of legislation that has been criticized severely in Georgia, other states, and so forth. And they were taken to court. Well, today, the United States Supreme Court upheld the Arizona statute that bans ballot harvesting and a policy that throws out votes cast by persons in precincts in which they do not reside. The liberal left has been screaming for a long time that Arizona is trying to keep minorities from voting. They're trying to destroy civil liberties and so forth. Well, the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Arizona. Is this a precursor to laws like the one in Georgia? Yeah, we can only hope. We'll keep an eye on it. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Quick break, and we'll return.